This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, who is in Edinburgh, Scotland, and he can see Ireland from Edinburgh easily. Well, in imagination. It'd be easier if he were in Glasgow, he could see Ireland. But my memory of Ireland is crossing from Glasgow to Northern Ireland. This is the 1970s when there were troubles. The troubles abated for decades. They have returned, however, because of Brexit. The way that I got involved in this was to get caught up in headlines in the London papers called Sausage Wars. It struck me as a very strange thing to fight about. But then again, I wasn't raised in Scotland and England where sausage in the morning is part of your character. That's how you live. So, Simon, I understand there's been some success in all of the troubles of the supply chain between the European Union and the United Kingdom after Brexit about the Irish border. What is the problem and what is the proposed resolution? We have a few minutes.
Okay. The basic problem is that putting in a border with border checks between Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom, and the Republic of Ireland is something that is not going to go down well with the local population or a significant portion of the local population in Northern Ireland. That isn't wanted. It was in large part a cause of many of the problems we saw. You talked about the troubles. We saw that in the 70s and 80s and then on into the 90s. Well, one of the things that the British government have not wanted to do while negotiating Brexit was to reimpose those border checks. And that is something that the EU wanted to do. So the two sides were loggerheads. EU wanted more stops on the border. Britain wanted fewer. And the EU has finally agreed to fewer checks on the Northern Irish border, which makes an enormous amount of sense to me. I mean, the tariffs involved in trade are now so low that it won't actually put anyone out of pocket, as far as I can see. And more important than that, there will be no return to violence between the various parties in Northern Ireland. I think that's a very good thing. I am surprised it's taken the EU so long to back down. But I think we're all very pleased there. This matters because there's a lot of food that comes out, like sausages, coming out of Northern Ireland and going to Britain.
For the first time, the EU will drop the principle that goods are at risk of entering the single market and will not charge custom duties for products clearly labeled for use in Northern Ireland. This has to do with sausages and other goods, but it was the shortage of sausages. There were photographs of shortages in stores that were said to be alarming. I don't have the particular attachment to sausage that many Irish and Scottish and English peoples do in the morning. Something like your attachment to coffee, Simon. I understand it's necessary. Now, when we come back to Edinburgh one more time, these many months, the virus has dominated the conversation about can Scotland reopen. You're weeks away from COP26, where I see the Airbnbs can go for as much as £100,000 for the length of this gathering. So clearly there's a lot of money pouring into Scotland for people to gather together. What is the status of the virus right now in Scotland? Masking, distancing, going to hotels, going to restaurants?
You can go to hotels, you can go to restaurants, you are supposed to wear a mask, although increasingly I see people not bothering. And they're not bothering, and that's not causing them any problems. So I was out this morning trying to buy a sandwich, and someone came into the same shop with me. I was masked. That person wasn't, and there was no trouble caused. So I think the whole tension around what's happening here with the virus is much, much lower than it was a few weeks ago. And that's really quite surprising because we were told this is terrible. You know, we've got to calm down and be very cautious. And yet you just wait a few weeks and everything's a lot more relaxed now. The COP26, meeting that is happening at early November, late October. That's going to be a huge event, and there's going to be a lot of mingling there. And I wonder what will be the fallout of that on the virus. People will be coming from all over the world, and they'll be going there. And I have a feeling that that may spread the virus. We shall see.
Simon,
but who knows?
Simon Constable, wearing a jumper in preparing for winter Edinburgh. Simon writes for Forbes and Barron's in the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications, as long as he has his coffee. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.